This is Dakota Datebook for April 22nd. World War I transformed airplanes from a novelty into a deadly weapon. Planes served as aerial scouts at first, but then came the dogfights, the strafings, and the bombings. On this date in 1919, the city of Grand Forks hosted an air show featuring the most deadly planes from the recently concluded war in Europe. Direct from France came the Spad fighter, from England the SE-5, from America the colorfully painted Curtiss, and rounding out the show captured German Fokker fighters with black Iron Cross markings. The U.S. government had authorized the Flying Circus nationwide tour in order to sell Victory Liberty bonds, even though the war had ended the previous November. The scene on a cloudy April morning was an improvised airfield at J.D. Bacon's Lilac Hedge Farm outside Grand Forks. Mr. Bacon's son, Jerry, had served as a pilot in the war. The planes arrived in crates on 14 rail cars in the morning's earliest light. Mechanics scurried to assemble the planes, and British and American pilots scrambled to get airborne for practice flights. Children and adults alike thrilled to see mechanics wind the propellers and to hear the thundering whir of the engines. The planes ascended gracefully toward the clouds to swoop through the skies above the city. Viewers marveled as the pilots put each aircraft through its repertoire of aerobatics. As the Grand Forks Herald reported, there were tailspins, nosedives, drops, circles, loop-the-loops in almost every conceivable maneuver the war machines were capable of producing. And that was just the morning practices. The real show began at 1:30, and the first flights featured simulated dogfights demonstrating the spins and countermoves of war. One pilot took the first aerial photographs of Grand Forks, while another scattered victory bond leaflets on homes and neighborhoods. Alas, April showers put a damper on the flights, and the show's director had to call off the performance. The Flying Circus packed up for the next stop at Fargo. Yet on that April day in 1919, the technology of modern war came to Grand Forks without the agonies of the war. The pilots flew without the spray of bullets, and the spectators watched in safety on the grounds of J.D. Bacon's farm. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.